Step one, schedule your workouts. Grab a calendar and let's get started. Creating a workout schedule is the best way to keep yourself accountable and ensure you succeed. There are three videos, an upper body week 1 to 4, lower body week 1 through 4, and an active rest, or otherwise known as an active recovery week 1 through 4. They are located in the drop-down tab labeled weeks 1 through 4. Hover over weeks 1 through 4 to see all options. There are also three videos, upper body week 5 through 8, lower body week 5 through 8, and active rest or active recovery, as they're called, weeks 5 through 8, that are located in tab labeled weeks 5 through 8. You can hover over weeks 5 through 8 to see all options. Do the same upper body workout 2 times each week and do the same lower body workout 2 times per week. The other 3 days are rest days. Active rest videos, otherwise known as active recovery videos, are optional for these 3 days if and only if you want to do them. So here's the breakdown. Weeks 1 through 4, the upper body workout, you do twice. The lower body workout, you do twice. And the active rest, you do 3 times, but it's optional. So you don't have to do them at all, but do them up to 3 times if you want. The same goes for week 5 through 8. So you would do the upper body week 5 through 8 twice, the lower body week 5 through 8 twice, and the active rest, otherwise known as the active recovery, week 5 through 8 is optional, but you can do it for all 3 of your rest days if you want. When scheduling your workout, there is only 1 guideline. So you can make your own schedule or switch it up weekly, but never do the same workout, so the same body part, back to back, because your body needs time to heal and repair the small micro tears that, when they repair, create stronger and denser muscle. This is exactly what you're looking for to boost your metabolism and create a stronger body. If you did work the same muscle group, so if you did, for example, upper body on Monday and an upper body on Tuesday, not only would you be delaying the repair process, but you'd create further micro tears that would make you weaker and increase your chance of injury. And injury is the last thing we want to do. So I've created a done-for-you workout schedule below. You can see it written there. Follow this done-for-you workout schedule to assure that no 2 workouts are back-to-back. Notice how the upper body workout is followed by a lower body workout, and then a lower body workout is followed by a rest or active rest. There's never a time when 2 upper body workouts are back-to-back. You are unique, so is your lifestyle, and I get that. And at times you may get busy, or you may feel too tired, or you may feel too sore from the workout from the day before. So you do not need to follow the schedule above. It's just a guideline, so you don't have to follow it. You can make your own schedule and switch it up as long as you follow the golden rule that no 2 workouts, no 2 body parts are back to back. Okay, so now let's head on over to the next section, step 2.